Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. A chemical company plans to build a $1.4 billion fertilizer plant in eastern Illinois. Cronus Chemicals will build the plant just outside Tuscola. The Cronus Fertilizers plant will employ about 175 people. Cronus is owned by a group of Swiss and Turkish investors, and an announcement on the plant construction is set for this morning. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack said the U.S. might not file an appeal of the country of origin labeling case until January because the WTO has a backlog of appeals. A WTO panel ruled that the U.S. can have a country of origin label for meat products, but the current USDA rule forces packers to discriminate against Canadian and Mexican cattle. Vilsack says that he has asked USDA staff to see if there is, quote, a way to craft a label that would walk us down the fine line between the congressional mandate, which encourages very specific labeling, and the WTO decision that basically says you can't have a label that creates an undue burden in terms of segregating livestock. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 16,955, is up 19 points. The NASDAQ, 4,093, is down a quarter of a point. The S&P 500 is trading 1,983, and it is up 3.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It looks like colder air is seeping into the region from the north, and it will be a slow process, but over the next couple of days, we're going to feel a bit of a chill in the air, certainly different from what we experienced this past weekend. We have cloudy skies this morning across the north half of the Midwest, and the temperatures are in the 30s from northern portions of Iowa, actually a big part of Iowa, northern Missouri, all the way up to the Canada border. We also have 40-degree temperatures occurring from a big portion of Minnesota into Illinois, into parts of Ohio and portions of Kentucky. Well, the temperatures over the next couple of days will bounce around a little bit more, and then we'll hit the bottom here of the barrel, and some cooler weather definitely occurring. Today, we'll see highs in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest with some 60-degree temperatures near the Ohio River. Tomorrow, we'll see a slight bit of warming in the southern areas with a little bit more upper 50s and 60s occurring across a larger part of the region. But at the same time, we'll see highs only in the 30s and 40s in the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota, and that will all head our way as we move forward into Friday and Saturday. Friday afternoon, we'll see highs only in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest. Those 30s will be mostly in the north from Minnesota to Michigan. There may actually be a little bit of snow that could fall for a brief period of time before the dry air settles into the region. That will occur sometime late Thursday, most likely. We'll expect, though, the temperatures to stay cool on Saturday and highs again in the upper 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest. And then we'll finally start to work our way out of this with some warming taking place Sunday and Monday, with the afternoon temperatures getting up into the 40s and some 50s across the region. In fact, on Monday, we will probably see 60-degree temperatures again in the lower parts of the Midwest. Our low temperatures at night aren't going to be very pleasant after tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow we'll still be looking at some 30 and 40-degree lows, but it's really on Friday morning when the real cold air settles into the region. The western Corn Belt will see lows in the teens and 20s, with the teens mostly in the Dakotas and Minnesota, 20s all the way down into Kansas and northern Missouri. And on Saturday morning, we'll see similar conditions occurring southward from Missouri and Kansas, even parts of western Illinois, northward to the Canada border, mostly 20s, but there will be a scattering of teens across some of that region. It's hard to imagine. It is late October, but after all the warmth we've had recently, it certainly is hard to picture this as being reality. Now, the precipitation prospects across the region are not terribly bad, but we will have some rain develop across parts of the eastern Midwest as the colder air settles into the region. This will likely begin as isolated showers actually today across some of the northernmost parts of the Midwest, and we'll probably see the precipitation become more significant, though, as we get into Thursday. Across the Great Lakes region, Michigan and Wisconsin in particular, but as we move from Thursday evening into Friday morning, we'll see that precipitation working its way southeastward through Indiana into Ohio and a small part of eastern Illinois being impacted. And I do think we'll see a little bit of snowfall as that cold air starts to interact with some of that precipitation. So we're not expecting necessarily big accumulations because the ground is fairly warm, but Michigan in particular could end up with just a few inches of snow in a few locations, so we'll keep an eye on that. Once the system's out of the way, we'll have another frontal system showing up sometime Sunday and Monday in the western Corn Belt and Monday and Tuesday in the east, producing some additional light rainfall this time. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for Agricultural Weather comes from Busey. Busey and its associates remain committed to lending a helping hand, with contributions of more than $1 million and countless volunteer hours each year to better the communities where we live and work. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Join us November 24th for our first ever WILL Egg Farm Assets Conference at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. Our on-air analysts will be all there talking about corn, soybeans, and cash grain marketing, and we've lined up experts from the U of I College of ACES to take up farmland values, crop insurance, and the ARC-PLC decision. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Hard red winter wheat trading at 602 and a quarter, up a quarter. Soft December, 532 and a half, up 1 3/4. December corn, 365 and 3/4, up 1 1/4. March, 379 and a half, up 1 1/2. May, 388 and a quarter, up 1 1/2. July, 395 and a quarter, up 1 1/2. November soybeans, 10.19, up 11. January, 10.25 and a half, up 10 and a half. Go out to July at 10.44 and a quarter, up 11. December soybean meal, 384.70, up 9.60. December soybean oil, 33.44, up 65. October live cattle, 169.32 and a half, up 12 and a half. October feeders, 238.70, up 42 and a half. And December lean hogs, 89.42 and a half, are down 77 and one half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
So the markets continue their march higher, and it is now the 29th of the month. It is time to look at those monthly charts.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a key reversal higher in December corn, and we're a few pennies from doing the same thing in November beans.
I think that that's a very well-stated point to watch going forward. For us in-house, we typically watch the weekly charts a little bit more closely. But the fact that you see that monthly reversal really sets the stage for an overall mindset shift, or that we've gone through a structural shift in the marketing. You know, the corn and the beans both have been going down for at least a year, and everybody had the most bearish sentiment probably 3 or 4 weeks ago where, you know, buy wasn't a choice. We're going down. And the market said, you know, enough is enough. I'm going to stop, catch my breath, and make an assessment here. And I think that's exactly what we've done. We've retraced right now. We talked last week about 32% retracements. Corn probably about 381, 1024 for Novi beans, 562 for wheat. Corn and beans are still a little bit shy, but beans made it to that mark yesterday, and we're collecting our thoughts. If the weather comes in and gives us a hard time next week, granted we're going to get probably a pretty cold snap this weekend, but if we get more rain on this crop, it probably means that the increased yield expectations of the past are going to dissipate, and we'll actually talk about maybe losing some yield. And that would be, you know, a credible argument to maybe take prices just a touch higher and maybe even think about some 50% retracements.
Well, the trend is up. We can't say it's sideways at this point.
I can't quite. In the broad strokes, I think it's more sideways. The question is, we're trying to establish the upper end of a trading range probably at this point. To make it an uptrend, you'd probably have to say you had to ration something. And in this particular environment, I don't think rationing is a word that we could use readily. It's probably more we need to just dissipate the usage of this crop out over time. Rationing is not really a concern right now.
Don't have a lot of time left, but who got hurt? Which shorts left a lot of blood on the floor?
I would say it's probably the bean shorts, because when you rally a dollar in less than 2 weeks, that leaves a lot of blood on the floor.
Would that have been end users? Who got it?
It was probably the commercial guys. They've been a big short. They've been covering some to some degree. But I'd say the biggest thing is maybe who was the beneficiary, and that's the farmer who didn't have a whole lot of stuff sold.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. December corn, 365 and three quarters, up 1 1/4. And November beans are 10.18, and they're up 10 cents. You are listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.